This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, you're invited to join us here. You may take control of the airwaves at 855-450 Free Like Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in lines at discord.lrn.fm. We've been talking about the internal monologue and kind of the different ways that people experience themselves, I guess you could say, different aspects of themselves. Where do those thoughts come from anyway? Or some people who don't have them. Johnson says he's one of those folks that doesn't have.
Yeah, how did they develop? I think I have a pretty good idea how the interior monologue developed. Basically, as children, we were all talking to ourselves out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And reading to ourselves out loud, except for, well, that, here, I want to get to that.
Yeah.
And eventually, moving up into civilized society, we realized that that was not necessary. You know, keep that to yourself. And so that's where it evolved. But how did Johnson kind of skip that, fall off that wagon?
I spoke and read at extremely young ages.
And went to symbols and actual words.
Yeah. So I was speaking before the age of one, and I was reading, I think, at one or two.
So you're a savant. You're a Rain Man.
I don't.
I
was tested in the top 99th percentile for vocabulary. And
wow.
So here are the people who don't have the internal monologue. Deaf people who can't hear.
They don't.
Some of them don't. I think a lot of them don't. A lot of ADHDs. A lot of autistics.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't have it. And that might be part of their problem, is that they don't have this kind of this reassuring, controlling voice that kind of keeps them.
See, in my case, it's not always a reassuring voice. It's frequently the opposite.
You have a pessimistic and negative voice?
Yeah, it's a thought that I don't want to hear. And so part of
so basically you have the stern parrot who is saying, "Don't touch that stove, you'll get burned."
Or whatever, saying things that are, you know, that are things that I would not normally want to think about or do or whatever, and I just have to say, "Nope, that's not who I am," and reject that.
Well, there are the two types. There's the pessimists and the optimists, and it.
I mean, I could say that I've had some similar experiences to that, but it's like literally not a voice, but the entire experience of, you know, something like that. Like,
yeah, it's not for me. It's not a voice. It's just a thought. It's like, oh, that's not appropriate. I wouldn't. Right. That's not who I am. Where'd that come
from? But like the thought of, like, for, you know, like let's say the thought is like murdering someone, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I would, which is on that list, by
I wouldn't
the way.
Have that thought appear in my head as a, you should kill that person, and like somebody's telling you that. It would be visualizing doing that action.
And it's evil, dark Kermit the Frog saying,
yeah, there
murder.
Wouldn't be a voice there. It would be the entire experience and memory of actually doing it without actually doing it and then thinking it was inappropriate or whatever. I actually had a friend, this is what I was going to hop in with before, another friend who posted this, who said, I've never heard of this. How does one think if not in words? I'm not sure if I believe it. And I replied to them and I said, rock, stone, pebble, boulder. Do all of these conjure entirely different things for you, or are they all linked to a concept? And he replied, both. And I said, can you imagine the concept without the words? And he said, yes, I can't imagine thinking of everything and only that way, though, but thank you, because that analogy does make it more clear to me. And then someone else said, how do you think of abstract concepts then? And I said, for me, abstract concepts remain that way until I try to apply a word to them or visualize them. When I go to speak, I actually struggle a little bit because my brain presents each concept with a thesaurus of synonyms. Thinking, conceptualizing, rationalizing, reasoning, pondering, perplexing, fascination. That's the cocktail of words for the concept. Think that visually I really only picture things like glowing wire or electricity on a computer chip or a hammer hitting marble. It's all linked to a concept. So, like, I can attach visual ideas or words to it at random, and Yeah, but that's for everything. It's not, you know, it's like those concepts are all floating around completely amorphous. It's not even like a word bubble, you know, like you were saying, it's like a concept bubble or whatever. Like mind mapping concept map. It's not even that, because to me, when you say concept map, I'm literally visualizing. And it's when you say concept map, literally the idea pops into my head, a white background with pastel, yellow, purple, pink, green bubbles linked to a central idea and, like, words that there aren't actually any words there in the picture in my head, but the concept of words are in the middle of these bubbles, because at some point that was probably an early picture of a concept map that I was presented with. And so now, forever, when I think of a concept map, I have a little picture.
You know what I'm thinking while you're talking, while you're saying all that? What I'm thinking, I'm seeing you, tinfoil hat. You're over there on the wall, strings everywhere, connecting.
That's a concept map.
23.
So your idea of a concept map, that's your idea of a concept map.
No, that
your
was just,
visual
it was just
representation.
It was just a visual.
But that's what I'm saying. You attached a visual representation to the idea of a concept map, and your visual representation is red strings and a person solving a mystery or right. solving a crime or something like that. Mine is more of a corporate bubble concept, you know, like, and we've both attached
like
these
a
ideas
flow
at
chart?
Some point. Yeah, like a flow chart.
Huh.
So when you think, like, and I think that everyone has these individual pictures that at some point in their life that they've assigned to different things. So if you really tried to picture them, you're going to picture something, and it's probably usually going to be something similar, you know, like, unless you're being more specific. But if you just say something vague, like concept map, you have a picture for that.
You know, so you were talking earlier, Johnson, about how you are able to, you know, if you want to visualize a horse or a cat or somebody's
sure.
face or whatever, you can do it in that moment, and it's there and it's clear, and then when you try to go and draw it, it's like it's gone. You got to.
It's just like a dream, like trying to remember
yeah.
a dream. When you first wake up, that dream is super clear, and then if you try to like really recount it, it starts to go away real quick.
So do you have a photographic memory? Meaning,
no.
If you go into a room with a bunch of things on a bunch of shelves, and then you leave the room and somebody says, can you recall the things that were on the shelves? You wouldn't be able to, necessarily.
Doubtfully, no. Because like I said, it's zooming in, you know, and figuring out what those things are. Just,
yeah. Okay.
I wish.
Yeah.
If I had a photographic memory, I feel like I would
be doing something else.
Yeah, I would be somewhere
else. Spy.
He'd be Sherlock Holmes was
yeah,
one of those
I don't
guys.
Know. I'd probably be doing some kind
and,
of like
and by the way,
high-level
I can't,
science or something, you know.
I share. We might not have the same experience, but I do the same thing with visuals. I'm not seeing visuals all the time, but when you say horse or
right.
whatever, for just a split second, I see the horse, and then I go straight back to my internal
okay,
monologue.
Okay, so see, as an artist, you can ask questions. Horse, is it a head of a horse?
Well, that's the thing.
Is it a full horse? Like you would see horse, figure D.
I see my main memory horse, and then for a split second, and then my internal monologue goes into action. It's like, what kind of horse? What part of the horse?
Right.
What color horse? Where is the horse? Is the horse dead? Is it alive?
See, for me, it's like obviously, again, white field, black horse, or sorry, brown horse with black mane, black tail, and it's definitely a side-on view where you can like only see that horse like standing.
See, I don't get any of that.
Yeah.
I can't relate to any of it. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's bring on Amog. He is on our Discord server, calling from Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm going to take it back to I was listening to bits and pieces of Clamoring's call, and she was talking about, you were talking about Bernie Sanders and how she supported Bernie Sanders. And I think, you know, honestly, he makes some good points about the problems they're facing society. And
I'm glad I don't have the visual whenever I hear Sanders that I have to see him.
I
would be so uncomfortable. Go ahead. Sorry.
Johnson lives him. It's like Johnson's
that's why he's
dad.
So good at it.
I know.
Yeah, and I think, if not for one basic idea, I would, you know, think that Sanders, you know, might has the right solutions, is the right, you know, guy, might be a supporter. I don't know. I mean, I can't tell for sure, but, and with me, I'm a libertarian. It's not, an aggression thing, non-aggression, but it's similar. That ultimately, like, top-down solutions don't work. And bottom up is the only way, like individual choice versus top down and post solutions. And of course, if you're a, you know, an anarcho-capitalist, you know, Nat Fowler, it's imposed solutions are, you know, come with
aggression. Follower. The NAP is the non-aggression principle. Stand by here, 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, I want to say thanks to Tom, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. That means Tom's contributing $10 a month to the AMP program. And definitely appreciate the help because it helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And that's what AMP stands for. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here. And, you know, if you appreciate the work that we do, if you appreciate the fact that we're on the air on over 200 radio stations coast to coast and beyond in the United States, and talking about the ideas of peace and freedom and liberty all 7 nights a week. So if you like that, then please join the AMP program like Tom. But you don't have to do gold. He did gold level, which is $10 a month. We're only asking $5. You can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You will get some cool perks, some bennies, as a result of joining, like the AMP-only call-in line, which is where Amog is on the line right now on our Discord server. So once again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC. So Amog, you're back on with us. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And I guess I was saying, oh, yeah, if you're a follower of the non-aggression principle, really emphasize that. I was saying that top-down solutions don't work for me and only bottom-up. And that would translate to basically the same deal. Top-down is the same thing as an imposed system, one-size-fits-all imposed collectivized system. And
like
bottom-up,
government health care.
Make our choices.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, too, because you were talking about Bernie and a lot of his supporters would on one hand say that they support grassroots methods, right? Like that they're all about grassroots organizing and things like that. But ultimately, they want to have top-down control through those methods. So they believe that grassroots will get them the positions that they want where they can then do top-down and force their viewpoint down on everybody through the government, which, of course, is what the Republicans want, too. But regardless, go ahead.
Yeah, and really, I mean, I guess another way I've always put it is if I believe that the state was the right solution and the right tool to fix a lot of the structural problems that we do have, then I think Bernie Sanders is great. But unfortunately, it's what got us here in the first place.
Well, yeah, I mean, the state isn't going to solve the problems that it created through doing the same things that it's always done. The only way the state can solve anything is by going away and leaving the marketplace to do what you're talking about, which is to do things from the bottom up, from the individuals, from people making individual choices and decisions in the marketplace to serve their customers and their communities in the way that they think is best.
Yeah, exactly. Customers can in communities in whatever way you want to do it. And it's really hard to advocate not for a specific plan or specific policy, but to say, oh, you know, whatever people come together and choose to do, buy or sell or mutual aid or whatever they want to do and make their own choices to best suit them. And that's hard to advocate for. It's hard to explain because it doesn't fit on like a postcard.
Thank you, Amog, for the call.
And it's the exactly opposite of what people were taught in public education. Personal responsibility has been thrown right out the window. No one knows what to do unless it's written down somewhere. The law and the rules are written down and there's a line to stand in. And there's someone that you can raise your hand and ask permission to do whatever you want to do.
And like go to the bathroom, right? You got to get a hall pass. Remember that crap? Let's talk to Ralph in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Hi. Debacle in Iowa, huh?
I don't really know anything about what's going on in Iowa.
I think that is the word, debacle. I think that works.
What is, can you summarize?
Have they finally come out with the numbers?
Well, not all of them, but the last I heard, actually Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders are running neck and neck. It says that Buttigieg leads in delegate numbers and Sanders in the popular vote, and followed by Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden in the rear. But, you know, they were supposed to have the numbers last night, and they had an election failure. The app that they were using failed, and they just got that app yesterday, the day of the election, so they never even tested it out. So
it's from a company that Buttigieg's heavily invested in, right?
Yeah, well, the company is Shadow Inc., and it was
sounds trustworthy.
Oh yeah, Shadow, an acronym.
There's a lot of former staff of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, like James Hickey, Gerald Nieman, and Krista Dawes. They all worked for Clinton's 2016 campaign. They co-founded Shadow Inc. But get this: the financial backer of Shadow Inc. is Seth Klarman, who's a pro-Israel how much money he's donated to 150 candidates, but the big one that got the money was Pete Buttigieg, who incidentally happens to be in, you know, first place now. Well, this guy, he's a principal founder of the Israeli Project, and he co-owns the Times of Israel. You know, it's like he gives hundreds of thousands to the Middle East Research Institute, which everybody knows is an anti-Palestinian organization, and he helps fund Birthright Israel. So he's on the board with, like, Bronfman, who's involved with the Nexum sex cult, and Michael Steinhardt, who's one of the principal investors and directors of Genie Oil. And you must have heard me talk about Genie Oil before. They found, Netanyahu gave them exclusive rights to dig for oil or drill for oil in the Golan Heights. And they found more oil there than Saudi Arabia has. And who's on the board of directors of Genie Oil, along with Michael Steinhardt, CIA chief Woolsey, Rupert Murdoch, Lord Rothschild, the bankster who bailed out Trump's casino bankruptcy.
So you're saying it's all one big incestuous
club that we're not, invited to.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight, Ralph. He's still there. You want,
Ralph, what is your prediction for New Hampshire? What do you think is going to go down this week?
I hope they can count votes and not rely on some kind of app that
New Hampshire does it old school. They've got the paper ballots here, so there's no electronic voting.
According to an article,
and at this point, it's all crooked.
According to an article I'm seeing here, a lot of the delegates in the Iowa caucuses now are relying on a very old-school method. They're flipping coins.
Now, why is that?
Because the numbers are
too close.
A mess. And they're, I guess, close, and they're a mess. So the delegates are like, who am I going to support? Flip a coin.
Wow. Hey, silly. Ralph, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. According to Politico.com, almost 63% of the precincts are reporting. And this was last updated at 7 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Pete Buttigieg, Buttigieg, is in the lead on the delegate count at 26.9%. Bernie Sanders at 25.1%. Pete has a lower popular vote, however, 28,319 voting for Sanders, 27,135 for Pete Buttigieg. And so it is neck and neck there in Iowa. So there's your update on that. So we were talking about the self-talk, or the lack thereof.
Personal experiences. How do you see it? How do you feel it?
How does life present itself to you? Do you talk to yourself about it in your head? Do you visualize things? Apparently there's five different ways that people kind of handle this.
Yep.
I think you should recap those, because that was really interesting, Conan. We'll come back to that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. They've done an interesting study on this as well. You can share your thoughts, or maybe the other thoughts that you're having as well. It's Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The big vote happens Wednesday in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump.
I will be voting to acquit the president.
In the wake of an 11-day trial, the jurors had their say.
I will vote to remove President Donald Trump from office.
I'm voting no on both of these articles.
Senate Democrats argued an acquittal will embolden the president.
Republicans in the Senate are offering him unbridled power without accountability, and he will gleefully seize that power.
He absolutely, unequivocally is guilty.
Republicans said a conviction would undermine the voters.
The Senate has never removed a president.
Stormy weather heading in, stretching from Texas to New York. Some parts of the South could be seeing at least 3 inches of rain. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up anything that's on your mind. That's the point here on Free Talk Live. ForkFest is coming up in the summertime. ForkFest 2020, the fourth year of ForkFest. It's going to happen after the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the first time, and also will, for the first time, include Independence Day. It's going to be between June 29th and July 5th. What a perfect excuse to come on up to New Hampshire and hang out with some other liberty-minded folks, people that understand the ideas of freedom. Libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, they're all going to be hanging out at Rogers Campground. Beautiful location. If you've never been to Rogers Campground before, you've been missing out, so make sure you come on up and get yourself a camping site or an RV site or even a motel room to enjoy the ForkFest, the decentralized libertarian camping festival, meaning there's no ticket price. So the only costs involved are you getting up here. And then whatever the campground costs, which isn't that much. And, of course, you can share the campground with others, so it's, you know, you can really bring the prices down if you need to. Go to forkfest.party. You can learn more about this. Taryn Lupo, who's a longtime attendee of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, he's taken to calling ForkFest ForkFest Classic, which I thought was a really cool name for this, because it did come off of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Right.
And a lot of people were saying last year that it felt a lot like the old ForkFest, like the old pork. They had the vibe, the very, very similar feel to it, especially on the penultimate night, so the night before the final night. It really felt like the old Porcupine Freedom Festivals. And then the final night, it didn't anymore, because ForkFest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, was already setting up for the next day, and there's, like, security guys riding around on golf
and
carts.
Kids.
Not so much at that point, I don't think, but there's just sort of the vibe had a total total shift, and like nothing went late into the night on that night, and the atmosphere was completely different. So this 2020 is going to be different because Fork Fest is coming after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and again, it'll penultimately, or it'll be ending on the Independence Day weekend. So it's excellent. They're already talking in the Fork Fest chat room on Telegram about like different things that are going to happen this year that didn't happen last year. Some people are talking about renting the pavilion out and doing various different things in there, maybe having speeches, maybe like a drag show or something like that. I'm not sure what Aria wants to put some sort of a performance together, so I don't know what that's going to entail. And that's the thing. We don't know what it's going to be until various different people who are going to participate announce whatever it is that they're planning on doing. It's all decentralized. Forkfest.party, June 29th till July 5th. We'll look forward to seeing you there. I just registered the Free Talk Live RV site, so we're going to be right up front. As soon as everybody comes in, we're going to be sitting there at the RV site number one. So we'll be there.
So wait, are you going to broadcast from there, or are you broadcasting from the media room?
We have not been in the media room for years.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so outdoors, man. We've been doing outdoor broadcasts.
I didn't know whether or not anybody was actually going to rent the media room for.
Yeah, what do they use that for these days? Is there anyone in there?
Not during Forkfest.
I mean, it's a
during Porkfest.
It's a nice indoor space if you're going to, you know, have a bunch of people sitting around and it happens to rain.
Yeah, I don't know what they use it for at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I have no idea. That's a great question. So, check it out, forkfest.party. As we continue here, Conan, you were sharing with us this interesting study that they did looking at 30 young people, all college students.
Yeah, collegers.
You know, what are they thinking as they go about their day? They had a pager. The pager would go off, and this was like a decade ago, right?
10 years ago. Yeah. I believe that it went off about 6 times a day.
And then they're supposed to write down what at that moment were they in the midst of thinking, if anything.
Experiencing.
Yeah, and then I don't know if the list of the 5 ways that people think came from that study or that was completely separate, but you mentioned that there's like 5
They compiled these 5 experiences afterwards, and I don't know if there were others that didn't make this list, but these seem to make sense to me. And the first one, the biggest one, is inner monologue, mm-hmm. people who talk to themselves. And then the next one in the line was inner visions, being able to see your experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was random thought, which they call unsymbolized thinking. So just random thoughts, like you're talking about murdering somebody. I think some of them were like just wanting to jump off a bridge or jump out a window. Just random,
kind of thought, any kind of like random thought. You know, it could be like picking something up at the grocery store. It doesn't have to be
right.
As you know,
and number
not always murder. Murdering yeah. someone.
Number 4 were people who feel, who they live their experiences are via emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And then number 5 was sensory awareness, which is being able to walk into a room and remembering and noticing the temperature or how bright or light it was or just this or the smells.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, all of these categories, some people did not experience these. What I don't have at my fingertips was were there individuals who didn't experience any of these,
mm-hmm.
any of the 5. I think that those would be true. Non-player characters, which I don't think actually exist, but if you get into simulation theory, one of the key tenets is processing power. There is only so much processing power to run the simulation. Some things are off. So basically, when I leave this room, because I'm real,
mm-hmm.
you guys cease to exist. Because it's just sucking down processing speed. When you're playing The Witcher 3, whatever is in front of you is real. It's actually happening. It's been conjured up. But the zone you just zoned out of, mm-hmm. it's not running anymore because that's just sucking down resources.
I had that experience when I was on Salvia once. where basically anything outside of my field of vision, I was convinced did not exist. There was like a void. Like behind my
right.
field of vision,
like the Langoliers of Eaten It Up. I don't know if you're familiar with that Stephen
yeah.
King book.
Where what
happens to time once you've passed? Once mm-hmm. you've passed it, well, it gets consumed.
But the silence.
The big question is: so does the tree in the forest, if there's no one around to hear the tree fall, does it make a sound?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the truth is, if you're not there to hear it, to see it, it doesn't even exist. So.
Isn't there some quantum theory that suggests that as well?
Yeah, it's all about particles versus waves.
It has to be observed in order for it to be in a place.
Correct.
Schrodinger's cat.
Correct. Science has Everything is particle. Everything is made up of little atoms. Mm-hmm.
Schrodinger's cat is the theory that a cat in a box with radium or some sort of radioactive element that can decay at any moment and release enough radiation to kill the cat means that the cat is in a state of being both alive and dead until observed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's just... That's, you know,
and also that you can't measure a thing until you observe it, right?
Supposedly. That's the theory.
And they've tested this, supposedly.
Well, there's this, you know, thing about, the observer, like the...
they call it the observer effect or something.
The observer effect of the dual slit. Experiment.
Double
slit experiment, in which, light can pass through, but you can... That whole thing, like, there's this whole pseudoscience that's around this particular experiment, because you can actually get the double slit effect with a needle and a laser, meaning no two slits, and you still get the interference pattern, because essentially the whole thing about the observer that's a mistake is that specifically in the case of those photons being measured, you have to take the photon and literally take the photon in order to observe it. In that particular case, it's not that there's some spooky action of an observer mystically changing the result of the experiment. It's that a photon had to be moved and actually go to where the observation was taking place. Like there are different ways in which observer can affect something, but mm-hmm. in some of these things, it's not, there are people that try to imply that it's somehow mystical, and it's absolutely
magic.
Not.
Magic.
Absolutely not.
Back to the processing speed. What I was trying to get to is that what if we're all NPCs? In fact, the whole nature of the game is to actually wake, to achieve enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
And so what if, because I hear some people say that they kind of zone out. There are times in the day where they aren't actually thinking about anything or seeing anything. They just kind of zoned out. What if they're hogging resources and they actually, they're just ones and zeros, unscripted, and they are actually off?
I don't know, but we'll talk about The Witcher coming up since you brought it up.
Oh, yeah.
Today, Conan. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever is on your mind if you want. Take control of the airwaves here at Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Anyone here? Toll free number 855-450-FREE. And we can talk about anything. We've been talking about the internal monologue, and I don't know if we really... do you feel like you've gotten everything out you wanted to say about that, Conan?
It's fascinating.
It is.
But it's done.
It is. All right, good.
We all think differently. We have...
Yeah.
There's different ways of doing it. We learn differently. It's just...
Right.
Everyone's an individual snowflake.
Oh, I wanted to ask a real quick question, though. How are you with names?
Remembering names?
Yeah, like people's names.
I usually play games, and one of the things I always try to do is say the name out loud.
That helps.
And I shake your hand,
yep.
And right. It just kind of works.
Right. Horrible with names.
Yeah.
Because what I do, and I can't remember the words for it, because it's somebody's name for me is, you know, a word, it's a representation of them, but again, because I think in abstractions, I think of people the same way.
Right.
So I actually will oftentimes, I have lots of people in my life where I will remember, I can remember things about like their birthday or like something that happened to them in their childhood, where I met them, like different things, and not remember their name.
Yep.
And it's that like, makes sense. Frequent.
Try the tricks. Try saying the name out loud.
I know. They don't work for me.
I tried them. The rhyming game works. Find their name and then rhyme it with something. Yeah. So every time you see them, you call them.
I mean, if I force myself to do a number of those, then usually I can commit someone's name to memory, but it's definitely not an automatic process because I'm the type of person that doesn't work with words as much as I do with concepts.
You're the Rain Man. You're our...
It doesn't make me a Rain Man. It makes me... I think Rain Man would remember people's names.
Can you count cards?
What?
I'm taking you to Vegas, man. We're going to... Oh, that's why you wanted to move to Vegas.
Because
you're a card counter, aren't you?
I watched 21 with my girlfriend recently and like started doing the counting, and I started naming the count as it was going on.
Right.
And they did some of the things like where it was like behind their, you know, the symbols that they had with the hands behind their back or, you know, brushing the hair. And I would say what they were, and my girlfriend's like, okay. Like, she was annoyed that I could remember from the speech at the beginning of the movie what they were doing, and I'm like,
That's the way it is. I just noticed.
Talking about movies and video games, The Witcher, there's not a movie yet, but it's a television series.
I think that they're going to not need to make a movie. I think they've done a good enough job, Game of Thrones style, that this is going to, it's going to turn out all right.
All right.
I was, I didn't know where it was going.
All right, give us the summary here. What is The Witcher?
So basically, all you fantasy people out there, and maybe not. I mean, Game of Thrones had a lot of normie fans, the people who weren't necessarily into the fantasy genre, and they did a good job. I think they actually reached out to the normal people out there and won them over. And I think The Witcher could do the same, but I was leery. I was not sure where it was going. I have played all the games.
So is that where you started with this?
I started with the games, and I've only just now got into the books. The books haven't been translated until...
What is the game? Is it like a role-playing game, or what is it?
It's basically a first-person role-playing game.
Uh-huh.
Based on...
Is it first-person? I thought it was third-person.
I'm sorry, third-person.
Okay.
Both. It's both third and first. It depends on if you want to mouse out or not.
Right.
Wait, I take that back. It's third person. Okay,
third
never
person.
Mind.
All right.
So it's based on Geralt of Rivia, who is a monster hunter.
Okay.
And it's very neutral. It's very gray. It's a very gray, dismal atmosphere. And this is something that the show, I think, lost touch with. But the games and the books, it's so very neutral that you just don't... You could be working for the bad guys. You could be working for the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think
one of those games where you can choose to like be the bad guy or the good guy.
Not like something like Fable or you know where you can just where you're growing
like
horns the next day.
Okay.
It's more the choices that are made are more gray and it's not really it's not so certain that. At the end of the day, at the end of the quest, you would have actually done the right thing.
I see.
There's lots of replayability. There's lots of chances to make the wrong mistake. Because
is it linear? Is it a linear game where you
there's always going to be the linear main quest, mm-hmm. but then you have your open sandbox type
of open world.
You got your open world, yes, for sure. Definitely, if you're going to get into the game, go straight to Witcher 3. Witcher 1 is very clunky, and Witcher 2 was consoleized. And you know how I feel about the consoles.
Okay. So you can skip to the third game and
go right to the
you
third
game.
You
don't need any plot from...
As an avid book reader,
mm-hmm.
the only reason I haven't finished this series, because like
how
I
many
said...
How many books are there?
Seven.
Okay.
I think there's seven. But the only reason I haven't finished that series is because, well, they've just translated a lot of them. Some of them have just been translated the last couple of years. The game has only been out for 10 years.
What's the original language?
Polish.
Oh, okay.
So the original author is a guy named Andrzej Sapkowski, who hated the game, by the way.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because of what they did to his character.
Really?
But I think he's kind of leveled off a little bit. But he had a lot to do with
the TV show.
So anyways, someone got the bright idea that they would turn this huge franchise into a TV series. And, of course, like I said, it was very leery,
mm-hmm.
especially with some of the choices of actors, one of them being the main character casted by Henry Cavill, which most of you probably know is Superman.
Mm.
And I'm like, yeah, you got this square cut, you know, kind of a... this guy couldn't handle it. But it turns out, Cavill is an avid gamer. He played all the Witchers. He's a World of Warcraft player. He actually sought out the directors and the producers to play this character.
Wow.
I think Cavill is this show's saving grace because he actually pulls it together. He does such a great job. I'm not happy with some of the other choices because I really wanted that kind of Slavic feel. They did a lot. They brought a lot of characters, and it just don't feel like the video game character. They don't feel Slavic. They did a lot of blackwashing, which doesn't make sense.
What's that mean?
That means they put black characters into white roles that don't make sense. They don't make any sense.
Uh-huh.
Now, when Game of Thrones did it, it made sense. You had a lot of the southern nations, which were brown and dark brown.
So you're saying they're being diverse for the sake of diversity?
They're being for the sake of woke.
Mm.
And it doesn't ruin the show. The first episode, there's definitely a lot of very strong women, and I was extremely concerned in the first episode. But it makes sense. They're strong because they're not Mary Sue types, which are just strong because they're women. They're strong because they actually earned the right. They earned it through experience and merit.
Okay.
So definitely.
So you're a fan of this?
I think I'm gonna give the first series. I think there's 10 episodes. I'm going to give it a 6.
Out of 10?
Out of 10. I'm going to give the potential of the whole franchise I'm going to give the potential a 7.
Okay, 6 out of 10, that would be like kind of average.
But I'm a fantasy guy. I like this is my genre.
And
this is where I go.
68 in school.
That's
an
D.
I thought 68 was an F.
Well, there's different scales depending on where, but it's an F. Where I grew up, it was 64 was an F.
It's an F. They messed up on you were talking about the linearity of the game. They were all over the place in the show. And I hadn't read the books yet, so mm-hmm. I didn't even realize that the time changes were happening, from episode to episode to episode 4. I'm like,
jumping around, but you didn't know.
It's confusing. Mm-hmm. Here I am. I know the games. I know the books. And even I was having a hard time following mm-hmm. some of it. And that's why I'm giving it a 6, because they messed up on some of the world building. Now, if you're going to read the books, don't do what I did. I went straight to the first book, which is The Blood of Elves. You can do this, but it is recommended that if you start the books, and I do recommend it, go to the short story books first. So the last start the books with The Last Wish. They're short stories. They are heavily Geraltized. It's more about him. When you get to Blood Elf, it's introducing all types of characters, and there's a whole bunch of world building that is it's kind of off-putting. So you go from action scene, and then you go to a whole chapter of world building, which is people talking politics and stuff. So definitely start with the short stories first. I definitely recommend the books. I'm wishing that, they've only been, translated just recently. But now that they are, I recommend them. I recommend the books as well.
Is the series continuing in the books? Are there new books still to come?
The series will end. I think there's 7. Five main books and then the two short story books. No, it's over.
It's over. Okay.
But
they've all been trained.
But I do believe they're talking about a Witcher 4, and the original author might be on board. he's hated CD Projekt Red ever since day one.
Is that the producer of the game?
Yeah.
I think he kind of just wrote it off and just like handed it over for a payout.
Uh-huh.
And then the game took off. And he's mad about it. He's butthurt about the fact that he's not getting royalties. For sure.
Okay.
But and that's just how that is, creative differences and money. So definitely recommend all three. The game, the book, and the new TV shows on Netflix.
Okay, there you go. Conan's review of The Witcher. And, I've not checked any of it out. I got to watch season 4 of Mr. Robot, which I haven't watched yet.
I'm behind on that as well.
All right, so we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
Would it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.